diversity has been a huge issue in Hollywood for decades, I mean, since its inception, essentially. But particularly in recent years, fans and critics, commenters on social media, I think people who are interested in Hollywood and awards and film and take the Oscars seriously, but have been significantly disappointed about what the Oscars has represented as far as any type of diversity that is simply not white and generally not white male. 15 and 16 had the major sort of influx of criticism and outcry, primarily because there were no people of color nominated in the major acting awards. And I think that that was kind of a flashpoint for the industry, for the Academy. And so there was a significant increase in diversity in new members brought into the Academy, but that hasn't necessarily solved the issue, of course, right? Bringing new people in doesn't necessarily prevent extensive long-term structural resistance from continuing.
Barker says a few things from this year's nominee list stuck out.
The film that got the most awards, or the most nominations, I should say, is Joker, which is also, I think, kind of baked into the giant frustration of the Academy this year and of film in some ways this year, that something like Joker, which is controversial for a number of reasons, has been given such a platform to get these type of awards. The other big thing that people are frustrated about, rightfully so, is that there are no female nominees in the directing category, which is another huge category that is used as a barometer for where Hollywood is and where Hollywood is going. You know, Greta Gerwig being the director of Little Women, being kind of the number one, you know, female director. The fact that there's only really one that even in the discourse and in the award speculation circles even really had a good chance to make it is in of itself troubling.
Barker says measuring Hollywood's progress on nominee diversity isn't an easy process.
The problem is that it's hard to gauge, right? And that these things are so year-to-year contextual that it's difficult to determine if Hollywood has really made any progress. I think it's fair to say that some progress has been made. And to use the Oscars as the one and only flashpoint for whether or not any progress has been made is probably not the way to look at it, right? At the DGA Awards, the Directors Guild Awards recently, they noted that now in 2019, almost half of the episodes of television that were directed last year were directed by women. And like 4 years ago, that percent was 20. So the idea that we haven't made progress, I think, is untrue. But I think it's really important to consider whose story gets to be put in the spotlight at these major events when people are paying the most attention. I think the difficulty is thinking about how these individual films are positioned as like a referendum on what Hollywood is or isn't, right? Sometimes it's really obvious where something like Green Book felt so retrograde in the way that the story was told. But that was also a movie that had two really good performances, was kind of a feel-good story in a way that Oscar voters for decades have just responded to. That's kind of hard to deny. And so does that mean that Green Book is the worst movie ever made? No. Does that mean that the Oscars have made no progress? Probably not. And I think that it's just difficult because a lot of people put all their attention on this one thing. And it's like, well, here's what's happened in the last year. Have we made one step forward, two steps back? And it's difficult to make those assessments, but this is kind of the easiest way to do it because there's a big list of categories and people to talk about.
The Academy Awards ceremony airs Sunday at 7 p.m. I'm WCBU's Tim Shelley.